And interestingly enough, the answer to the question, who can it be now? It was actually Jehovah's Witnesses, according to Colin, the lead singer of Men at Work. That's why he didn't want to go to the door. So that being said, this next song I wanted to play, a huge Queen fan. When my band plays, we play, since we all like to sing in the band, we do Fat Bottom Girls, so we can do these big four-part harmonies. But one of the songs that was one of their biggest hits and sort of an obtuse song for them to do was this one, which was Another One Bites the Dust. Now, when they actually recorded this song, the label did not want to put it on the record. They said it didn't sound like Queen. It didn't belong. Now, by the way, remember, Queen had songs like Killer Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody on the same record. Queen never had two songs that sounded alike on a record. So I don't know why the label was freaking out. But they didn't want it on there. They thought it was wrong. And a certain celebrity, a well-known musician, called the label and said, you have to put it on. And they did. And that person was Michael Jackson. So I think the executive who didn't want to do it got fired that day because clearly Michael Jackson knew more about music than he did. And Another One Bites the Dust, as they say. Queen.